We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Here, and he's going to jump into the topic we were discussing before we jumped into about 7-8 minutes on the news on one of the three officers charged with first-degree wanton endangerment in the death of Breonna Taylor. We'll have more for you with CBS News. We'll get back to the story. But, Jason, you're going to jump in on this one. For the first time ever, I believe, unless I'm forgetting something, and I certainly am fully capable of that, as I demonstrate more often lately. I hit an animal driving home last night. Wasn't a bull. Wasn't a giraffe.
Okay? Is the animal okay?
What's that?
Is the animal okay?
No. No.
Oh, my gosh. You killed an animal?
I did.
Yeesh.
I did. I killed a raccoon.
Yeah. Ah, raccoon. Well.
Wow. Sounds like you're dismissing the raccoon's life?
Did you when it happened? I've never hit anything.
First time for me last night.
I guess you have to feel awful, even though it's a raccoon. Like, you still, I mean, it's awful.
At, you know, I'm driving home, fairly dark road, split second before the raccoon eyes just locks in.
Yeah.
You can see it kind of scurrying.
Sure.
Look like the front right fender. Not good. So our list on this show, either we're very good drivers or we're very lucky, because Cook and Carter basically had, like, you know, situations with their mirror. I had last night. You got nothing? A squirrel? Nothing?
Oh, what a disappointing guest. I could make something up, I guess.
Oh, we got calls. Trust
okay.
me.
All right.
We've got, are you ready for the calls here?
Yeah, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Because Dan is saying, Dan, how would you classify the callers right now?
The callers are great. The stories are horrifying in a couple of cases, so.
Okay.
Is this what we need? What kind of show are you doing today?
This is what we're doing.
People are on the edge. They're losing their minds. We're in the middle of a pandemic, and you think what we should do is have people tell horrifying stories about killing animals on the road.
That's it. We did a lot of research. Dan, how much research did we do?
I don't know.
9 to 11:30.
I mean, just copious.
Voluminous.
I mean, voluminous is a great word, yes.
This is voluminous. What Minnesota in this moment needs most. Chad Hartman is there to deliver it.
Exactly. Which show can take you through inadvertent, and I want it to be inadvertent, by the way,
please,
animal killing.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, let's run it. Let's hear some.
All right, Dan, another final. Was it Carrie that dropped off, Dan?
Right, so start with Bill.
Okay. All right, Bill, you're first up. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, here we go. Well, Jason, we want to put a spin on this. It's a positive spin. It's about where the human survives.
Oh, you know, I like that. You know, I like that.
Yes.
You lose an
Thank
animal,
you, Bill.
But the human survives. And let me tell you, in our situation, it could have been very different had it come over the hood of the car and through the windshield. Back in 2001, a friend and I were driving north, and you know, as you go up to Hinckley, and you got Toby's on the right, and you've got Cassidy's on the left. We had dinner at Cassidy's, jumped in the car afterwards. We were going as fast as we could, about 5 miles north of Hinckley, And all of a sudden, I saw something on the side of the road, and I couldn't make out what it was. I thought it was like a trailer. I can still see it as clear as day in my mind. And all of a sudden, there was this huge explosion and right in my face, right in the front of the car, and everything hit the windshield. And I could see the face of a bear, and I could still see it very clear that it went with us, you know, some 75 miles an hour, basically coming off of the front end of the car, and his face and his snout was looking right at me. And it killed the bear, obviously, instantly. And fortunately, it did not come over the hood.
Wow.
It went forward and off to the side of the road, or it would have probably killed both of us.
My heart is racing hearing this story.
Yes.
Gosh.
You see?
Yeah, it was pretty intense. And then some people pulled over. We pulled over to check the car, and some other people pulled over and confirmed, you know, it was a bear. Are you guys okay? And then a coworker was going north and took pictures the next day. So it was pretty intense, and then we ended up on the estate association cover of the magazine with the car shaking hands that we both survived. So, see, it's a story of survival.
That is a story of survival, absolutely.
See, Jason?
All right. I'm glad you're okay. My gosh, that is so scary.
Well, and, you know, Jason, you and I have had dinner next to each other at a banquet, and I have not had the opportunity of meeting Chad, but I've met your father, Chad, way more than 30 times. He knows who I am by name. We're in Twin Cities Dunkers together, so I have yet to meet you, but I will do that.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate that. Dan is next. Go ahead, Dan. You're on CCO. Hello, Dan.
I'm glad that
Dan's on
hold. Shook up with that Bill story. I'm glad.
Who is? I mean, how would you feel if the bear was staring at you right through the windshield?
Yeah, that's horrifying.
How about he is there?
Yeah, I just talked to him, so he should be standing by.
All right. Go ahead. Go ahead, Dan. Dan,
go ahead.
Yeah, I just talked to him, so he should be.
Okay, he's listening to the radio. Dan, stop listening to your radio.
Hang up. Steve is mobile. Steve, you're on.
Hey, Jason. I was at Horse Breath last night, and I saw Chad getting his Rolls Royce. Took off out of there like Cruella de Vil.
Yeah.
That raccoon made it into the ditch. If Chad wouldn't have swerved out on the ditch, that raccoon would have been here today.
Yeah, I believe
it. Planes coming out of the exhaust. It was unbelievable.
Chad needed like a new handbag for his lady. Just assassinating her.
Handbag.
Raccoon.
Yes.
It was. And after he's done, he put a stamp on the side of his door like the old World War II planes. He had a raccoon that he just put on there with all the rest of his kills.
Wow, that's a second text.
That's great.
That's all I got. Have a good day.
What more could you need? That was fantastic. People have really taken this topic and they've turned me around on it very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, basically, you said to the public, "I don't care what you think."
Yeah,
and now you're backpedaling.
It just shows how open-minded I am and how delighted I am to be proven wrong here.
Okay.
Delighted.
Dan, are you buying any of that last comment?
I don't know why you would doubt him. I mean, Jason's never been anything other than forthright and up front.
These two in a row, terrific calls. I was wrong.
Farmer Mike here. I ran over a porcupine on purpose. Immediately had to stop and pull the quills out of the tire.
Yeah.
Tire went flat next day. Farmer Mike, I've met you. You seem like such a nice guy. Why was he targeting the porcupine? And by the way, where was he when he targets a porcupine?
Yeah, it seems unlikely that he's like in Brainerd, you know? I will say, though, that porcupine sacrificed his or her life. But got revenge in the afterlife, right?
Yeah, there's some sort of karmic justice there, right?
Exactly. That tire.
Closest state to us where we might see a porcupine.
Could be a pet. Could be a pet porcupine.
That'd be a tough pet.
I don't know. Maybe that's why he was targeting it. He's like sick of his wife's pet porcupine. I don't know.
Yeah. Marital issues, I think, is what you're alluding to.
Can't rule it out.
More of the text. In my vehicle, I hit a raccoon. I did not see in the rearview mirror. I watch it fly through the air behind my vehicle. Broken hip. How did this person discover right away as it's flying through the air? Hey, that's a broken hip.
That's a broken hip. I've seen a broken hip before.
Who hasn't seen a raccoon with a broken hip?
That's a broken hip.
Mm-hmm. Call 911. No animal service where I live. Right. Was told to run over it again and put it out of misery. Wait. What? Had to run it over. Wait. Three more times before it was dead.
Wow. How about that?
You're
that 911 operator. You're the dispatcher. I'd like the audio of that call.
I'd like the video also of the raccoon flying through the air. And this text are quickly going, yeah, broken. You could intentionally run over a raccoon not once, not twice, but three more times?
No. Why would I? No.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, it's the humane thing to do. I mean, right? You don't want to leave that raccoon suffering with the pain. I mean, I don't think you're going to pay for the hip replacement for the raccoon.
Where do you go for that? TCO? Tria? I mean, who has Tria, that?
For the right price, Tria will take care of you. Don't worry about it. Bring your raccoon.
And here's another thing, Jason. Do you call back to 911 each time?
Yeah. Still didn't get him.
He's still moving.
It's like a one.
At what point do you say, this raccoon has some sort of spirit, I'm going to try to help this raccoon?
Right. Yeah. I would think after the first, like, do-over attempt, you're like, you know what? Maybe this raccoon has earned a chance of life. Take him down to the U.
You want more texts and calls, right?
Yeah. I mean, why not? I guess this has turned out to be far more uplifting than I expected.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what we're here for. Bizarre animal encounters with your vehicle. Back in moments on Jason DeRush's radio station, WCCO. Computer locked up? That happens occasionally. Linus Construction Time Check is 12:54. Time to call for a free attic insulation inspection. Excellent. DeRush is back with us. We're talking about strange encounters with animals. How about this text, Jason? Ran over a possum in Texas. My wife wanted me to drive right back over it. I was horrified, couldn't do it. We got divorced. And as I age, all I can think about is how I would have been treated by her as my body would have worn out. I can't fault him.
Yeah. No, that is a warning sign for sure.
Yeah. Texters are suggesting we have porcupines in Minnesota.
Maybe.
I did a quick Google search, and they said that you can find porcupine populations throughout northern part of the U.S. and the western part of the U.S.
Huh?
And even in the Northeast, like Massachusetts has a porcupine population. Alaska has a porcupine population. So a lot of places that you wouldn't think they'd be, apparently they are.
Interesting.
We live in Nisswa, had a porcupine in the yard last summer and this summer. The neighbor dispatched them. That doesn't sound good for the porcupine, does it?
No.
Dispatched them.
No. And it's not, I mean, I don't, you know, I cover food, but porcupine, it's tough. It's a tough meat. I don't recommend it.
We're going to try Dan once again. Go ahead, Dan. You're on CCO.
Well, good afternoon. By the way, Shakespeare makes mention of porcupines in one of his works. I can't remember which one, so they must have them in England, too. Anyway, this event occurred as a deer car encounter occurred back when Highway 394 was Highway 12, and I was with a colleague of mine visiting from Milwaukee in a rental car. We had lunch at Lee and Chin there, if you remember, at Ridgedale. He left before I did, made the left turn to go west on Highway 12. I was one light cycle behind him. By the time I got around that corner, I could see his car pulled over on the right-hand shoulder with another car behind it. And here he is, frozen behind the steering wheel, wearing a suit of glass shards. Ooh. What had happened was a deer had come northbound across the Target parking lot at Ridgedale, gone across the eastbound lane, jumped over the Jersey barrier between north between east and westbound lanes, and landed on his windshield with its belly dropped unborn foal in through the windshield into the passenger seat and bounced off into the you know on the other side of the road. And this guy, of course, he pulls over immediately. I mean, we pieced all this together. He pulls over immediately, and he's sitting there in shock with this doe next to him trying to kick him to death. And so we open the passenger door, and the foal kind of wiggled its way out.
Oh, man. Dan, I just have to go. That is an amazing story. That is amazing. Jason, you doubted it, then you came around and lived up to it, right?
It did. It surpassed my expectations.
Well, glad I could our join show normally
to listen to calls. It was very entertaining. Yep.
We're going.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.